Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us on Thursday to give us a taste of what's in the paper today. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Hey, you ready for a taste of what's in the paper?
Absolutely. Give me a taste. Give me a Gulf Breeze taste. A taste of Gulf Breeze News. I'm so excited about one of the stories you have is Ben Lively is going to be back in the major leagues. Is that right?
That is correct. Ben Lively is a Gulf Breeze High School graduate, and of course he played baseball, and he was drafted by the Reds right out of college, and after that he's been a lot of different places, but yes, he is back at the Cincinnati Reds, and so we're, I know they played last night against the St. Louis Cardinals, but I don't know who won that game.
Oh, so I do have the information. He got the win. He's now 2-2, apparently. Oh. They beat us 10-3, so I don't have to watch that game. That's good.
Oh, gosh. I was trying to honor your wishes.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's good. And I'm just excited that he's back because he got drafted by the Reds, played for the Wahoos for a little while, and then traded away, surprisingly. And now he's back getting played for the Phillies, obviously, for a little while. So I just love to see a Gulf Breeze kid make good. That's great news. I love it.
It's wonderful. Yeah, so it makes it more exciting to watch the game.
Absolutely. Even if we lose, I'll take that. The Bridge Bar. Okay, so the Bridge Bar has closed, which is sad.
Yeah.
But I had heard differing stories about somebody said they were maybe just remodeling, and other people are saying, no, this is a massive change. What's actually happening?
So the Bridge Bar did close as the Bridge Bar on Sunday, and a lot of people are very upset about it because it was such a great place to go and watch the sunset and have a drink and just, you know, gathering place. But it is going to remodel and open again, but this time as an event space so that you can have an event there. But they don't have, they've sold their liquor license. They're no longer going to be a bar. So if you are having an event, you know, I guess the bartender would bring his own liquor license. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But that's what's going to happen. I'm not sure what the reopening date will be. I know that there's a lot of remodeling that's going to be taking place, and I know that their parking lot has been undergoing a lot of stress, apparently, from being close to the construction zone, et cetera, for the bridge. So we'll see when that reopens. I'm sure everyone's going to look forward to it.
Yeah, no, the sum total of the knowledge I've gained from D.C. Reeves about liquor licenses is there's a lot of different kinds. And if you can sell it for a lot of money, they're a pretty valuable commodity to have. So, sad news. Okay. But I mean, you know, the new business, maybe that'll thrive. And obviously we hope that it will. What is it? Moms for Liberty. Is that the Maria Calkins group that's challenging the books in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah. And they have identified 65 books that they're saying that they want to have removed from the shelves. There is a process that a school board has identified for, you know, challenging a book. They don't like having to go through and challenge each book individually. They say it's taking too much time. They really want it to all be done in one fell swoop. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But, yeah, there's some people who are challenging books. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it is you know, some of it is just seems. It may not be, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure what they're, there's just a lot of different books.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. No, I have been paying a lot of attention to the Escambia process. I'm not as familiar with the Santa Rosa school board process, but I will tell you, it is a massive time waster going through this process of having everybody testify pro and con on which book they want placed at which level in the school system. It is a huge time suck to try to, you know, handle those challenges. Waste tire amnesty. People can stop dreaming about leaving their tires anywhere but in the appropriate place this Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, if you've got some waste tires you need to get rid of Saturday, they're going to have an amnesty day at the Central Landfill in Santa Rosa County. That's in the north end from 7 to 5 p.m. So you can bring 8 tires there. That's the maximum. But you do have to show proof of residency. You have to be a Santa Rosa County resident. So But you can't be a commercial stop. You can't be a commercial tire shop.
Sure.
It's just for residents only.
Well, better than, I mean, when we used to clean up with Ocean Hour, we'd find them all kinds of places. It always was the most disgusting thing. And then, you know, they're very hard to take care of if you find them somewhere. So it's just it's a challenge. 8:15, we're talking to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. Let's get a quick traffic report from Candy before we move on.
Okay. Very busy near the Bay Center, of course, as graduation goes on. No, I expect that throughout the day. Today, tomorrow, of course, I think Saturday and Sunday, too. It's happening as well. Accident on I-10 eastbound. It looks like near the Pine Forest exit. It's near that, between that and the Car City exit, and back up past the 9 Mile exit, just to give you an idea. And then Avalon backed up southbound still after an accident this morning at near the I-10 westbound entrance. Another accident at Del Monte and Avalon as well. So caution wherever you are, you know that. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. You got a feature in there about the Secret Garden Tour. What I love about this is it's beautiful stuff you don't normally get to see because it's people's private yards, right?
This is something that the Pensacola Garden Club, Federation of Garden Clubs, puts on. They used to do it every year. Apparently, they haven't done it in 4 years. And so there was a huge demand for it. We went on Saturday. I've never been, and I will never miss it again. It was unbelievable.
I bet.
Just to see what people do with their yards. I mean, there were vegetable gardens that would absolutely just make you cry. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful vegetable gardens. Such a great way to use your, you know, the landscape. There were also military tributes, which were fitting for, that would be in a beautiful public place, but yet they're in someone's private yard, and just a way for them to show their appreciation of the military in their own yard, which is also happens to be filled with apple trees, which, do you know apples will grow here?
We've been trying for six years. I'll put it that way. We've been trying for 6 years. Unsuccessfully.
Never had any trouble. Oh, yeah, beautiful. And then there's just also yards with beautiful flowers. I was so inspired because some of the things I would normally put in a pot were just growing out in the yard.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we have that freeze.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things survive the freeze. So it's very inspirational. You can literally try. And, you know, most of these people said, yeah, I lost 15% of what I planted. But still, most of it, you know, so it means 85% of it survived.
All I know about the Secret Garden Tour is it would make me depressed because I'd be like, well, that's great that you're able to grow things. Because I know we do not succeed at these endeavors.
I seriously said, I'm going to go home and slap myself for not doing this because it's so beautiful and so easy.
Great. Easy. Anyway, you got the delinquent taxes. Those are in the paper again. You've got stories about the graduate list for Gulf Breeze High. You've got academic champions, the Dolphins winning the spring. You got all kinds of stuff. The paper's always chock full. And remember, it's Memorial Day weekend. So all kinds of good stuff in the Gulf Breeze News. Keeps you informed. And the paper's so good that the government will actually give it to new people to come to town to learn about Gulf Breeze. I mean, I always think that's an amazing fact. Lisa Newell is the publisher, as always. Lisa, thanks for sharing with us what's going on in our town. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a great Memorial Day, and I hope to see you in the breeze.